people don't realize how much you bring to the table until you take everything off of it. God said, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of all your enemies. God will elevate you and promote you high above all of your enemies. People don't realize that the table belongs to God. God said that I will set you at the table with kings, people of power and influence, who you do not know. There's not any man, there's not any woman who can bring something to the table that will impress God. As if a man or a woman can add anything to God. People love to impress people. And God is not impressed with any man or any woman. If God is not impressed with you, I'm not impressed with you either. Why should I? And why would I? When the table and everything on the table belongs to God in the first place. People don't realize how much God brings to the table until God takes everything off of the table. With that being said, consider this. You cannot eat from Satan's table and drink from the cup of devils and demons, and then sit at the Lord's table and eat from the plate and drink from the cup of the Lord. No man and no woman can serve two gods. You will love one and hate the other one. Public ministry, praise and worship, speaking in tongues, laying hands on people, prophesizing to the church, and the size of your church, attendance and membership, doesn't mean nothing when you're sitting at the wrong table. People don't realize how much you bring to the table until you take everything off of it.